close your eyes and take in a very deep breath. Breathe deeply in through your nose and let it back out. Feel the air come in through your nose and flow all the way down into your belly. Feel your belly extend and rise as you breathe in. Then feel your belly relax as you breathe out. Turn your focus within and listen very quietly to what you hear happening in your body. Can you hear your heart beating? Can you hear your own breath as you breathe slowly in and out? Maybe your tummy is making noises, or perhaps it's very quiet within. Whatever is going on inside of you, just take the time to listen. Imagine that inside of you, there is a big, beautiful bucket. Everyone has one, although we can't see them with our eyes. When we feel good, our buckets are full. But when we are feeling bad, our buckets are low or even empty. Did you know that when you fill someone else's bucket with kindness, helpfulness, or even a smile, your bucket gets filled up too? That's actually one of the ways we fill our own buckets. When we share goodness with others and think happy thoughts, our buckets get filled to the top. When we do this, the other way our buckets get full is when others are kind to us with their actions and their words. When we receive kindness, our buckets get even fuller. However, when unkind words are spoken, our buckets become a little emptier. This is true when we speak unkindly to others, and when others say unkind words to us. We all want our buckets to be full of love, kindness, peacefulness, and happiness. Everyone does. So it is important that we always speak and act with kindness. We can make a choice each and every day to show loving kindness to others to help fill up their buckets. When we do this, our buckets get filled too. They get filled to the top, and they can even overflow with happiness. Now let's imagine for a moment a time when you might get upset with someone. What do you imagine is happening to your bucket when you are upset? What's happening to the other person's bucket? We don't want empty buckets because it doesn't feel nice. So your goal when you get upset is to talk about what you're feeling without using words that could empty your bucket or anyone else's. You can do it. Just imagine that bucket and keep filling it. If your bucket ever feels low or empty, you can take in a deep breath and remember how loved you are. You can choose to be grateful for all the good things and people you have in your life and focus on that. Remember, always, to let your bucket be full and to fill other people's buckets as well. When you're ready, take in one more deep inhale and exhale, and then give a big smile.